It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, October 17th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Flooding in June 2024 forced the shutdown of the Main Street Bridge in Charles City amid concerns over its structural integrity after huge trees and debris in the swollen Cedar River slammed into the 115-year-old structure. After 2 weeks, the bridge reopened with a 28-ton weight limit, which remains in effect. There have been two inspections since, including a scuba team looking at the underwater foundation and another assessing the bridge's facade. During a city council planning session on Wednesday night, Lowell Miller, a structural engineer with Calhoun Burns & Associates, presented a final draft report on rehabbing versus replacing the bridge. Charles City Chamber of Commerce Director Mark Wicks expressed several concerns from the Charles City Historic Preservation Commission.
The biggest concern is Main Street Bridge is the heart of the downtown. If it has to be replaced, we need a signature bridge, not the cheapest and easiest. We need something that's also going to honor the history of this bridge that's there. Would it be prudent to get a second company quote from somebody who has a history of doing historic rehab? And they might. We want to make sure we look at apples to apples as far as replacement versus rehab of the bridge.
New or rehab, Councilman Patrick Lumley said it's time to make a move.
So you're already looking at 2 or 3 years. Once we commit to replanning and that the engineering part starts, it's still going to be 2 or 3 years before somebody can drive across that bridge. I personally don't want to kick this can down the road. We started this conversation 3 years ago. I get the rehabilitation. I really do. I like history. I like the look of that. But today, they're not going to let us build a bridge like that. The cost to rehabilitate it and then maintain it is, for me, is going to put an undue burden on the citizen as far as the cost and us as a council as our budgets continue to get tighter and tighter every year.
Councilman Delane Friesman agreed, but more input is needed.
Is if this community wants to do that, and if the dollars, if everybody in this town says, you guys are not going to get rid of that bridge, as long as we've had all the discussions and the community wants to support rehabbing this bridge and spending $20 million more than what it would take to replace it, as long as the community is willing to do that and suffer the cost and go with that, that's a community decision. If we're the ones that have to make it, we have to make it with the input from the community.
Miller noted that more questions come with rehabbing the bridge.
There's a lot of unknowns with the bridge. So, I mean, it's a different mindset for the council to go into a rehab project. I mean, you know, the existing bridge, you know, like I said, it's 115 years old. You know, you think about that, that the bridge was designed, you know, back when Model Ts were still being manufactured. You know, people had no idea that we'd be driving 80,000-pound semis across this bridge, you know, over 100 years later.
No action could be taken in the planning session, but the council is expected to take up acknowledgement of Miller's report during their regular meeting this Monday night. The consensus was to make a decision on rehabbing or replacing the Main Street Bridge within the next 6 months. While nothing definitive was set in motion, Floyd County supervisors might be getting closer to again taking up the county's ordinance regulating the construction of wind turbines. During their October 7th meeting, Supervisor Gloria Carr lobbied to get the wind turbine ordinance, stalled for almost a year now, as a future agenda item. However, Board Chair Boyd Campbell was reluctant, noting he wanted newly elected Supervisor Frank Rottinghouse more up to speed, largely in regards to karst topography. The wind ordinance was not on the agenda for this week's regular meeting on Tuesday, but Campbell agreed they need to move forward.
I think that's reasonable that we need to continue, and I would like to make sure that what we did in mediation, that we can go through and encompass that, you know, and look at it, because it took a lot of time, a lot of money, and
$20,000 plus.
Campbell, who was a member of that mediation team, also proposed that any wind ordinance discussion might also include addressing right-of-way regulations related to wind farms and or the Summit Carbon Pipeline.
It kind of goes far-reaching. I mean, we're talking about home rule here. Yep. And losing our ability as supervisors to have say in, you know, what goes on, right? And I just think, as we get into these large projects, you know, like the wind and the pipeline and all these, I think we should be looking at this, too.
Carr said she would reach out to Attorney Tim Whipple, the county's legal counsel, and summit matters with the Iowa Utilities Commission to look at having him proceed with a right-of-way ordinance for supervisors to review. About 100 people attended a No Kings rally in Charles City Central Park back in June. Organizer India May is looking for a similar turnout tomorrow in front of the Chickasaw County Courthouse.
Our goal is to gather the community together. We're doing a food drive, so we're going to bring some canned food to donate to the local food pantry. And we'll have some signs and some speakers to talk about how they've been affected by recent changes in the government.
May stresses that the rally is to be a peaceful gathering.
This is not a partisan event, and it's not so much trying to get any particular ideas out. We don't control what anybody says on their signs or on a megaphone. We just want to give everybody the opportunity to speak their piece as long as it is peaceful. That's the goal.
May, who's challenging Republican Charlie Thompson of Charles City for the Iowa House District 58 seat, says tomorrow's event in New Hampton starts at 11 a.m. and is expected to last about an hour. It's one of some 2,000 rallies expected this weekend across the country. During the No Kings rally in Charles City in June, attendees went on a 15-minute march through downtown Charles City. May says a march is not planned for tomorrow in New Hampton. There is also a rally from noon to 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon at Central Park in Mason City. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.